must always stay true and never fuck the team. I know she probably think I'm crazy cause I'm always saying that, but my ex, she did me dirty once I got my heart attached, and I'm steady on the sands cause they help me to
What in the world? This looks like something out of Idiocracy. This is a rap concert where they have brought out the Netflix rendition of Grimace. They've, I presume, wheeled him out with his oxygen tank so he could drop some fat beats. Some fat beats? What year is this, Abe? It's got the bars, boys. The bars. The candy bars? You kidding me? Look at this, by the way. Look at this chick over here. Oh, that's his girl. Oh, look at it. Oh. What? That chick might get eaten. Careful, lady. Don't sit too close. How much more weight can this couch sustain, by the way? That's a load-bearing couch. Can I get that at IKEA? Holy balls. Look at the carrying capacity of this fucking couch. It's more than most trucks, boys. That's the true fucking hero over here on this stage. Look at this couch. It's like, no! No! Get the fuck off me, Ally McBeal! I'm already holding up this dude! Shit, are you kidding me? Anyhow, this is all real, by the way. Look at this fucking audience over here. You, how much did you pay for a ticket to sit in this area where you're just watching the back of the head of a big old fat fucking dude on a couch lip-syncing his own song, and I'm guessing over here. This dude, both Millie and motherfucking Vanilli, in one set of overalls over here. Holy shit, Colin Rugg. New rapper Dave Blunts performs in front of crowd while connected to an oxygen tank. Damn! Who signed off on this? I'd like to see the insurance policy of this. We got a performer over here. He's 1,200 pounds. We're gonna have to wheel him the shit out, and he's on oxygen. No shit, no. We can't cover that policy. No. This is in Chicago. The event is put on every year to honor rapper Juice WRLD, boys, who died from an overdose. This dude's about to overdose on fucking cake. Look at the size of this dude over here. His heart going. Blunt lashed out, by the way, at Snoop Dogg while on stage, who recently told him to put down the chicken wings. That's racist! The racist, Snoop! Snoop Dogg's essentially a who white supremacist, Donald Blump supporting insurrectionist, hate monger! The size of this dude. Oh, I guess it was. What in the hell is this guy wearing? I guess when you're this size, you don't have that much choice, right? Just fucking walk into the men's warehouse and go, yep, no, we don't have anything that will fit you. You need to go to the fucking clown circus store next door that dresses elephants, you fat fucking piece of shit. Quote, put down them chicken wings and tata chips, nephew. And that chair gonna break soon. I mean, ain't wrong with that. Snoop Dogg said in an IG post. Yeah, listen, some people aren't gonna like the bitter tasting medicine of straight talk, but the straight talk is damn, dude. Damn. Look at this. Ain't seen your motherfucking genitalia since the George Bush era. The first one, by the way. Not his dipshit, goofball, warmongering, war criminal son. Who the left doesn't care about. The left, nothing. You don't want to charge that with anything? Yeah, dude. Or maybe the oxygen. How many more signs? The motherfucking male Lizzo equivalent over here. You've got an oxygen tank on the stage, brother. Yeah, put down the fucking chicken wings. Holy balls, but there you go. I'm surprised that Kamala Harris didn't pay him millions of dollars to go out there and stump for her. Why didn't she pay him? Is this the only rapper that didn't get paid by the Kamala Harris administration to put on a stupid fucking show in order to make it kind of look like Kamala Harris had some sort of juice behind her, if you will. But no. Welcome to some more. I'm hoping that with everything that has transpired over the last few weeks in this country, where you're seeing people say, no, no, I'm voting for Donald Trump in such large numbers that you guys can't rig it. Wokeness is fucking stupid, and I'm not going to be lectured to about 1619. No, 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 no. I'm hoping that we get back to a point of sanity in this country where, yeah, I ain't buying tickets to a show where a dude's going to sit on a fucking couch. He's lip singing. He's going to sit on a fucking couch. He's got to be a good 600-700 pounds. He's got an oxygen tank, and he's lip singing his songs on the stage. I think at some point you sit there and go, this is highly disrespectful to my bank account that I spent money on these tickets. Or maybe not. Who knows? I don't really give a fuck. It's fucking hilarious to make fun of. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. Kept up to date on whatever the hell is going on in the state of rapping. The only dude who wasn't getting ram-railed at the P. Diddy parties. This is the only guy where the lizard people walked and they said, hey, get out the box. Bring out the give. Oh, shit. No, this ain't gonna do it. That's the only butthole in rap that survived the P. Diddy parties. Oh, no. Abe, we were so close to finishing the video. Make way, bitches, because the salt must flow.